Hey guys, welcome to another intriguing episode of Oh My 20s with Mariana. And of course, I have with me a very handsome guest. Yes, handsome guest because he's a guy. And also he's my best friend. So guys, I want to say thank you to everyone that shared my link in one way or the other. I love you guys. And if you're a new listener here, you're welcome to the M team. And also, if you're an old listener, you guys know you're the real MVPs. So the theme of this month is Lagos boys and their dating style. If you have jammed a Lagos boy before, you know how they behave. And if you have dated one, you have not jumped breakfast. You're lucky, oh. You're really lucky. So, like I said, we'll be asking most of our guests this month to, give their opinion on this topic, and also we talk about other things. Today, we'll be covering this topic, and also we'll be asking my guest questions that girls are scared to ask guys. And also, he's going to be playing a game of how well he knows me, because he's my best friend. I expect him to know everything about moi. So, before I even start, I hope you guys have grabbed your drink, your biscuits, your chocolates, your anything, so you listen to me. I promise you, you won't get bored. You guys will enjoy today's episode. So, Mr. Matt, introduce yourself to my listeners.
Hello everyone, I'm Richard. Nice to meet you all.
Nice to meet you. Are you in a meeting?
I don't know how to say.
Stop fanning me first. Okay guys, so I'm going to be asking him the first reason for this whole thing, which is Lagos guys and their dating style. Richard, are you a Lagos boy?
Yeah, I'm a Lagos boy. I was born and brought up in Lagos, Surulere. So we moved out from Surulere to Ikeja or so. So I'm used to Lagos lifestyle. I love Lagos a lot, the girls, the clubs.
You love the girls?
Everything.
Richard.
Everything about Lagos.
You just said you love the girls.
I love everything about Lagos. I love it. I love it so much. The food, the whole thing, the energy, everything about Lagos. I love it. So, yeah.
So it means you're part of the Lagos Heartbreakers?
No, I'm not part of them. I'm a cool guy.
I've never broken a girl's heart before. Richard, I'm your best friend. I can tell the world what you've done.
You don't have to tell them now. It's just few.
Few?
And they have reasons though. So.
Richard, you broke few. And you're opening your mouth to say few.
I can't just break your heart without doing
anything. Are you sure you're not the reason I'm receiving heartbreaks from Lagos boys as a revenge? What you've done to other Lagos girls?
I don't know, maybe.
And you're so unapologetic about it. Hey! Anyways. Okay, there's this saying that girls normally say that Lagos boys, they will not ask you out, but once they give you some more OT like this, they will feel like you guys are dating. How true is it?
Yeah, I've been in situations like that. Like girls, you don't have to ask girls out. Like most of them, like most of Lagos girls, you don't have to ask them out. It's just your charisma, have the money, know how to speak, like. There was this girl I met when I was in secondary school. So we got talking. I liked her. I approached her and told her I liked her, all of that. So I didn't want a relationship with her, but I was like looking for a way to get down with her, because she had a very good smile. She was beautiful. She has nice ass, but she wasn't my kind of girl, but I just wanted to like hit her, like to start talking. So I had to lie to her that I don't know maths. She was very good at maths, so I asked her like, can you please teach me maths? And she was like, sure, she can. So from there I started getting interest, like calling.
Interest to hit.
She was giving me that signal. Like, I was seeing the old lights, the old green lights. She's like, I could read the whole thing on her face. Like, guy, Afa, ask me out now. Afa, ask me out. I didn't want to ask out because I didn't want to be in something that I won't be able to get out, because I just wanted to smash. I didn't want anything serious and all of that. So eventually she figured that I wanted to like smash, and so she asked me the question, like, do I really love her or I just want to smash? So at that point, like, I didn't know what to say. So I just had to lie that I really like her, I love her so much.
Hey!
I didn't want to smash, but if she gives me a go ahead, like, okay, I thought I was going to be down for it, but I just told her that I was emotionally not available for a relationship, but I just wanted a smash thing. And just, she was like, oh, that she's sorry, she cannot do something like that. So I was like, oh, it's fine, but we can still be friends and all of that. So she called me like 3 days. She's like, she thought about it, that can we smash, that she likes me, that I'm nice, I'm handsome. You know now, Lagos guys are always handsome. Lagos guys are always handsome. So I was this clean, cute,
and it smells nice though. Fine boy. Even me, sir, but
fine boy. Yeah.
I smell nice. You will not smash me.
No. So that was it. Like, we hooked up, and that was it. It was nice. We continued, like, we did like about 4 or 5 times. So that was it. So she left for Lagos. She went to school. After secondary school, she went to school. I can't remember, but we lost contact, and that was it. So.
So you guys, Lagos, no, Lagos boys, I just feel like you guys like sex. You guys don't really.
No, like, it's not like we like sex. It's just that, you know, Lagos girls, they don't like, at times, they don't want to be in a relationship. They just want someone that would smash them, and they just want someone that would just keep smashing them. And I feel Lagos girls are committed only when they know that you're smashing them. They just want you to smash them alone. They don't want you to smash any other girl. Even if you're not in a relationship with them, they just want you to be smashing them and them alone. And it's not possible. Like, I can't have just one girl I'm smashing when I'm not in a relationship with you. I can be in a relationship and just smash just one girl and she's my girlfriend. I can smash outside relationship if I know I want to, like, explore in sex. I like exploring. So if I know I want to explore in sex, like, I want to try other fantasies, like, I don't like trying it when I'm in a relationship, because she might not like it. She it might not be her own fantasy. So I try as much as possible to, like, when I'm outside relationship, like, I enjoy myself to the fullest. So when I'm in a relationship, it's not like I don't enjoy myself when I'm in a relationship, but there are some things that I know I can't ask my girlfriend. And even if I ask her sexually, and even if I ask her, it's going to look like I'm taking her for, like, just sex, like, you get. So I don't want it to be that way.
But don't
so.
You think it's expensive? Because you have to pay the girls outside. Lagos boys don't think about the amount of money. It's not about the money.
Like, it's not about the money. Like, I'm not saying there are a lot of guys that are Lagos guys that they live fake life. Girls, Lagos girls like flashy things. They like,
not like
they like
things,
money. So. Were you born in Lagos?
Are you stupid?
I mean, Lagos girl. I mean, typical.
No, just
Lagos
just
girl.
Help me and tell my Lagos listener girl. That I was a village girl, but in Delta State, you're mad. Something's wrong with
you. I'm just asking, like, are you from, like, did they born in Lagos?
Something like that.
Oh, please. So, I'll go ahead with the questions you guys asked.
Okay, first of all, a Lagos guy is cheaters. In fact, yes, they're cheaters.
No, not all Lagos. I don't cheat. Like, I don't cheat when I'm in a relationship. I don't like it. I don't like cheating. Because I don't want to be cheated on. So I don't like cheating in relationships. No, it's too expensive for me. Like, what do you want that I'm not giving to you? If you know I cannot give you what you want, then why are you with me? Just can't go and meet someone you can be with. And not be with me that you know, I can't give you this. I can't be with a girl that cannot give me some certain things that, and again, I can't go into relationships that if the girl, if she's not working, if she does not have her own money. Lagos girls don't want to work. They just want one guy that would feed them.
Lagos boys, are they working? Lagos boys, half of Lagos boys, they are doing tech work and they're always on their laptop.
And now, like, that's what is.
So they are not working equally. Don't say Lagos girls don't like to work.
At least, okay, he's into fraud. At least he has something that is bringing money. But some Lagos girls, like, they just want to sit. Like, they will say, I just want to sit and be cared for, blah blah blah. Like, come on.
Everybody wants to.
It's not supposed to be like that. Like, you have to like show that, okay, I'm also working. You have to like show that you have something to bring to the table, not just bringing your fine, ugly face to the table, bringing your whack thing under you.
We don't have whack thing under us. Please. Please take your words back.
Bring it to the table, like, no, it's not nice.
Okay, there's somebody that said here, they said Lagos boys would always lead you on, like, let me put it in a way that you can understand what I mean. Like, the person said Lagos boys will always make you feel like they are into you. Before 2 days, they already posted their girlfriends online. And you'd be surprised, like, what's happening? I thought me and this guy were like talking, or like, you know, coming to a mutual understanding. Why does he have a babe? And I don't know he has
a babe. The thing is, most Lagos guys, they have serious relationship. Honestly, like, I won't lie to you guys. Lagos guys, they have serious relationship, like most of them. But it's just that they just want to like explore. They don't want to like those sex thing that they're always doing with other girls. They don't want to do it with their girlfriend, and they start looking like, ah, this girl, I don't want to fuck her. She don't be like, she's already worn out. Like, you understand? Like, if I keep fucking just one girl regularly, I'm not saying she's going to fade off, but there's a probability that I'm going to like get tired of the whole thing.
I don't understand.
And I'm not saying
you were signing for the relationship. You didn't consider getting tired of one girl.
No, mate. Can we cut that?
Why not go? Oh yeah, continue. That was a breaking transmission. So the next question is
What's the next question?
The next question is.
Is what?
Lagos guys will keep a fine best friend and knock the girl. This even is mean babe that, don't worry about it. There's nothing going on between us. So I just bestie. But bestie is coming to your house to cook for you. Bestie is wearing your shirt.
No, okay. I don't know why, like, Miriam, she's my best friend. We've been best friends for like 7 years now, from secondary school. 7 years, like, at times I'll be like, if any relationship I get into and I tell them I have a best friend, they'll be like all of a sudden their mood changes. And I understand that, because Nigeria has put in that mentality that having a best friend, you guys must have had something together, like smashed or something. Like, I don't like that idea of having a best friend, you guys would have smashed and everything, you guys would have seen each other's nakedness. If I tell you guys that I've not seen Mariana's back,
you want to see my back before?
Like, her back, like, I mean, her back view, like, I've not seen it before. Like, I've never thought sexually about her before, like, having to have sex with her, like, even if like cuddles, no, it has
she,
never come across
I'm not fine, no.
My mind.
It's
no, like, no, she's fine. She's beautiful. She's nice.
You.
Like, I love her a lot. Like, I really love Marianne.
Tax.
But like, we can't just like this thing that we can't stay in the same room. Like, there's always going to be an issue. We always fight.
We'll fight after this.
100% of our friendship has been like I would say like 60% is always fight, and I'm always causing the fight.
I thought you wouldn't say that.
At times she's always at fault. Like, I'm not going to say anything about that.
Very good. The next question, you see, if you want to open our yarn share in your mind.
I'm not opening any yarn
share. The next question is, this question is very, very, very distinct. They say Lagos boys can knock. That means you guys know how to have sex well. You guys should give a girl good sex and ghost her. Why?
Yeah, okay. Not all Lagos guys can. Okay, let me just say, Lagos girls, they like big dick, big dad, big thing. Like, you girls go on social.
I remember my ex saying I was going to get medicine tomorrow.
Because he wants to satisfy you.
Who be that?
Did you say to your ex now?
Yes, now it's funny because that time when I was naive, like anytime I see, he will just snap a product, like, ah, man, this product, they said this product is up there. Ah, you want to buy it?
Tell us the truth. Is his dick small? You don't have to say his name, like, is his dick small? Did you see it?
Lagos boy's dick is always big.
But was he born and brought up here in Lagos?
Yes, now.
So, okay, I wanted to say something. Not all guys' dick are big. But there are some Lagos guys that their dick is not that big, but it's okay. But they know how to like make use of it. Like, you know, there are some kind of waxes. Like, even if a guy has a big dick, it's not necessarily the dick that is the enjoyment. Like,
it's how he performs.
It's how he performs. Hey. It's like the whole thing. Like,
there's problem.
You get, so it's not about like fucking like off your clothes. No, like, it's not. Enjoy yourself. Like, me, if I want to have sex, I like enjoying myself. Like, I love foreplay a lot. I don't mind taking an hour, like using an hour for foreplay. Like, enjoy, like, build that connection. I'm sorry, but I'm just saying, like, serious, like,
yeah, we understand. Saying, thank you. We don't know if anybody that's going to listen to the podcast now is rated 18. You're spoiling us.
I'm not spoiling.
I'm not even up to 18 yet. See all the thing you're saying. I don't know it. So I'm going to ask the last question about the topic Lagos boys and their dating styles. Now, why would a Lagos boy, you'd ask a Lagos boy, babe, I need 50k. He will tell you, dress up, let's go for shopping. We spend close to 200k, but for him to give you that 50k, you ask him, it's just like you're asking for a big deal. Why, when he carries you out, we spend more than that. Why can't he just give us the money? Why?
I'm going to ask you a question. Like, did you guys smash?
No.
If you guys don't smash, Lagos guys, they will buy anything from you but give you money. No, unless you guys have smashed before, that's when they can. If you guys have smashed before and the whole thing was nice and perfect, the guy enjoyed it. See, I can throw on anything. If you ask him, if he has the money, if you ask him for 1 million, he's going to give it to you. If he has the money, because see, Lagos guys can. There are a lot of Lagos guys at the island that they have wives, they have serious girlfriends, but they still have side chicks they spend on, they get houses. It's not because of anything, it's because of the sex, it's because you are pleasing them very well. So I'm not that kind of guy. I don't keep side chicks. If I'm in a relationship, I'm committed in a relationship. I like being committed. But if I don't want to be in a relationship, I just tell you that I'm sorry. I don't want to be in a relationship.
Please,
now.
See, 100% of what Richard is saying, 10% is lie.
It's a lie. I'm serious. Like, I'm really serious. I just don't like. Funny enough, I don't really like relationships because it's really hard for me to like love someone. It's very difficult.
Well, you love me.
So,
now.
Yeah, I love you.
No. Same thing, I know you.
No, the love is.
Are you stupid?
Like, I need to like love you, know that yes, I really love you before I can continue with anything. But if I don't love you, I'm always blunt. I don't know how to keep things. I will tell you that, please, I don't love you, or I like you. I really like you. But if you want anything outside relationship, I'm down for it. But if you want friends with benefits, I can. If you be committed, I can. I don't have an issue with friends with benefits. Fuck buddies.
I don't like friends with benefits.
No, I don't like the fuck buddies thing. Like, I don't like it. But friends with benefits don't necessarily really means you guys have to like have sex.
It's a lie. Audio films I've watched. I'm saying what I have based
okay,
on
so
what
I've watched. What's the difference between fuck buddies and friends with benefits? Like, what's the difference? There are two different things. Fuck buddies, like, you guys have named it fuck buddies. It's just for sex. Like, I can call you like, hey, what's up? I'm on it. Like, are you down? Can we? That's different. But friends with benefits, I feel friends with benefits means like, okay, we're always there for each other. Like, friends, like, well, no, they're not all, it's not all friends that are always watching us for each other. Like, I would call me and Mariana's friendship, like, I can't call it, it's more than being friends with benefits. Like, we've benefited from each other, like, in so many ways that I can't even say. Honestly, like, I've lost count and everything. So, but having sex in friends with benefits, I don't like it. Honestly, if you want me to be in friends with benefits with you, you have to, like, I have to know what you are bringing in and what I'm bringing in. So, like, we have to agree on certain things that, okay, this friendship is, I'm broke, you can help me with money. You are broke, I can help you. It's not necessary money. You can just call me like, oh, Richard, please, I need to work somewhere. Please, do you know anyone here? Do you know any? I love friendship like that. Like, you don't have to be like, sex. I have sex. For everything.
It's actually a sex freak.
I'm not a sex freak.
If you need my best friend's number.
Please, I'm not a sex freak.
He's a fine guy.
I just like, I like
he's
sex.
He's a fine guy. He's a Lagos boy too. Please. They will break your heart. They start break fast.
No, I don't break people's hearts. Like, I don't know how to, like, I get tired of relationship easily. I don't know why. I'm still trying to, like, figure out why I get tired, so tired of relationship. Like, we might be in a relationship. Maybe it's because I don't love you. I'm trying to, like, love you.
How many people have you loved in your life? Like, genuinely?
Genuinely, like, aside my parents, my siblings.
Is that what they ask? Romantically, guy.
Okay, romantically, like, it's just two people.
I won't ask for their names.
No, I'm not even going to say
I'll pretend that. Like, I know them.
I'm not even going to say they're just two people, like, genuinely loved. Like, genuinely, like, Miriam is part of them, so
I love you too, baby.
You guys don't need to know about the other one.
Okay, so the next I would like to ask the last question. Why is it hard for Lagos guys to give girls the title of the girlfriend? Why is it hard? You can be smashing the Lagos guy for like 2 years, you still be calling you my guy. Like, that thing irritates the hell out of me.
Yeah, because they don't want Lagos girls. Once you tag the whole thing as relationship, boy and girlfriend, Lagos girls can frustrate your life. Like, I'm not saying
I told you now that when I was always frustrating my ex, like, you tell me if I'm not fucking you, don't stress me.
Yeah, like, why you know, even if I'm fucking you, like, don't stress me. We know this whole thing is just fuck. So why are you stressing me? Like,
Richard, you why are you? Mean,
no, it's not about being mean. Like, you can talk to me.
I will go to Calabar and go and date them.
No, but Lagos guys are good. They are sweet.
If they love you.
That's if they love you. Honestly, like, if Lagos guys love you, it will be really hard for them to cheat. And even if they cheat, I swear, and you find out, I swear they can beg with everything they have just to have you back.
I have witnessed my best friend cheating and he has been begging.
which are those days. Chai, your single life now has made you.
You don't have to remind me.
But when you look at those days, Michael, don't you just forget and you laugh? Like, no, you like, just laugh.
It's funny enough, like, I don't regret. Like, I just laugh, like, wow. Like,
did you really beg this person?
Did I really beg this girl? Like,
okay, so we've come to the end of that particular theme topic. So we'll continue when my next guest come round. So we're now on the this part. I love this part because I feel like it's gonna fail a lot of quests. So this part is how well does my best friend here knows me? So should we start from the easiest question? Let's start from the hardest question.
Easiest.
If you fail this question, you're giving me all your money will be piling up on 1,000. I'll collect it in the wedding day. I'll just come and pack the money when they're spraying.
Oh yeah, no.
Okay. So my best color number one. I have two best colors though. And you must guess.
Yeah, okay. The first color is yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And the other color is black.
No, I changed. That was before.
What you changed? I've changed. That's what I've always known. Hey,
I've tried to be girly. Yellow and
girly.
Yeah.
Marianne, you didn't tell me.
Idiot. Just fail on the review.
You didn't tell me. Is
I
like...
owe him 500. You failed it.
You know, I know you've always liked black.
I like black, but now I want to be girl. So I will see boyfriends now.
Yellow is a girlish color now.
Black makes me, you know, I know they see man toast me if I wear black. Shut up. The next question. What's my favorite food? What do I like to eat?
She loves spaghetti.
And
chicken. She loves spaghetti and chicken. Like, you have to spice up the. It's not necessarily even spicing up the spag. Just do normal spag. She eats it.
Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if my future man is listening to this?
Please.
So if I had no fit me, I beg. Spicing up.
See,
the spag.
I will expose Mariana today, but it's normal. Yeah.
Okay. Who's my favorite artist?
Your favorite artist?
Yeah.
Like,
song. Yeah.
Hi. I don't. One thing about Marianne is.
He's explaining to you guys. No problem.
One thing about Marianne.
Listen.
Is she does not really listen to, like. I've never really seen her listening to.
Music. Songs. Generally.
Songs like. General songs that we all listen to, like Ashake,
Davido,
like she doesn't. It's all this. I don't even know what to call
heartbreak
them.
Heartbreak songs, yeah, just
yeah,
like
mostly
that.
Like sad songs.
Because they always make me
I don't
sad.
Know, like, so I can't say I don't know her favorite artist. She has never ever told me. I only know of one lady, but I don't know her name.
Ebony Ray.
Yeah, Ebony. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember the Ebony.
So the next question: how many boys have I dated?
if I start counting, funny enough, they're not even much.
There's the ones that are dating me that I'm not dating, and there's one that I'm dating.
They're not more than 10. They're not over up to 10.
No, Richard, I mean the ones that who have really gotten to that point that I can come and cry to you about the matter.
Nigeria.
who is? No, don't count the one in secondary school now.
Why?
That one is not matured.
Okay, when you go to school. It's just
two ba.
Two now.
You see.
It's just two. You see? Yeah, it's just two. And they've broken her heart. I used to warn her that see, these guys, they don't like you. She'd be like, I like him. Like she's always falling for them. Like, and funny enough, Mariana has never dated a guy that is so handsome. What's the next question?
Richard, really? Is that one not handsome? Let's look at the name, but
ooh.
That one.
Please, let's not forget into that.
Yeah, very this is a disclaimer. All my guys are cute. Shout out to all my exes. I love you guys.
It's a lie. Cute kid. I'm cute.
Okay, like. The next question is, what do you think I'm like always scared of basically, like in life generally? What is that one thing that I'm just scared.
Okay, I know you're always scared of like failing, like getting to somewhere and like dropping. You're always scared of like failure. You don't want to fail. You're always like, I want to attain this, like I don't want to fail. I must achieve this. Like, One thing I like about you is you don't know how to like stop. Like you just go, like you continue like this. I'm going to get it.
I've not heard this before. You see, it's like you have not told me.
I've never told her like this is. I don't even like telling her because I had to start swelling. I know I had swelling up now. I'm just Jesus. Saying it because I just want you guys to. Because she's asking. So I love that about her. Like she's always scared of feeling. She's like, Richard, I don't want to feel. And she's always scared of loving someone that's not going to love her back. Like she's scared of heartbreak. But I know she's strong now.
You've
broken her heart like so many times.
Are you stupid?
She runs to me like, Richard, like.
Which breakfast choke? Which one choke?
Ah, the last one choked. She went back. She came. I told Mariana, don't go. So Richard, I love him. Like I don't even know if I love him again. But I just
when he just called one phone call, like this.
That's it.
Sometimes like, you won't call
but
me.
I'm happy. She's good now. Like she's not after like relationships and she's making time for her own self. She's trying to find new things that she can do, and I'm really, really happy for her.
Thank you. Honestly. Thank you. The next question is, what's my favorite snack?
Snacks.
What is that thing that you can get me that I can forgive you immediately? In fact, when I
if you guys offend Mariana, like, and you want her to,
it's giving you guys hints to
your apology, just get her chocolate. I'm not just anyhow chocolate too. Don't get her anyhow chocolate too. Like nines chocolate. I'm not going to say the name of the chocolate. Just get her a nice cool chocolate that is going to be yummy. That if she,
I will forget the problems of life.
Trust me, she's going to even forget you guys ever had an argument or an issue. So she loves chocolate a lot. Ice cream, chocolate, but. Chocolate is our favorite. Chocolate.
Thank you. Next question I will ask you is, how smart can you rate me? How smart do you think I am? Over 100.
Marianne is... She's one of the smartest people I've...
Let me give you guys this. This boy always time my result to second.
For real, like...
He'll be like, Marianne, what do you get in this topic? What do you get in this subject? I'm like, relax.
No, like...
I don't look like it.
It's not like you don't look like someone that is smart, but the way you are smart, like you don't really look like someone that is that smart. Honestly, but Marianne is smart. She's intelligent. Like she knows. She's the only person that I know that if I have an issue or a problem with something, she's the person I call first. Like, Marianne, please, how do I go about this? Like, she must always have something to say. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm every day. Like, I'm always saying. Like, I'm always grateful for God bringing her to my way. Like,
I know, bring tissue with me.
Like, it's still dealt to us part though. But she's very smart. She's very intelligent. Like, she's always at when we're in secondary school. Like, she's top five in her class. Let me also say in our class, like she's top five in our department, like arts department, like she's top five. She's always in top five. She's brilliant. She's smart.
Even,
just that she does not
learn biology. Everybody really
fail. No, I'm not going to say anything. So
yeah, thank you very much. Thank you. She's also smart, but Richard, this boy they almost suspended him in school because he insulted our counselor.
No, not the counselor, it was the principal.
The principal.
Now.
Like, everybody legit went to beg for him because he's everybody's favorite, but he doesn't have sense anyway. So, the next question is, do you think I'm moved by material things? Like, do I like materialistic things?
I was going to say something. Mariana does, she does, she's not the kind of materialistic person. And one thing I don't really like about her, and I really want her to improve, is Like she does not really know how to, like, I don't know, maybe because she does not really go out.
I don't like fashion. I know
she does not. Yeah, she does not like fashion. She does not really know how to. She has nice clothes. It's just that she doesn't know how to wear them, when to wear them, and where not to wear them. Like, I don't like it.
No,
about
I get
her.
A stylist for myself. Something
that's
something
I don't like about her. But she's not the kind of person that likes. She likes money, yo.
Die. Where am I from?
She
does
not like those, like, she's not moved by iPhones. She's not moved by those stuffs. But if you give to her, she's going to collect. But she's not moved, like, unlike other girls, like, they're always freaked with iPhones.
Everybody actually likes iPhones.
No, I'm not saying everyone likes it. It's fancy. Like, yours is different. Like, you are not moved. You are just there, like, if it comes to you, you grab it. But you're not always eager to, like, use something. You're not the trending type, because everyone is using these stuffs now. You also have to, like, use it. You're not like that, so. But she likes money.
But you've repeated this thing like 5 times
I'm
now.
I'm reminding them
you.
That you like money.
When you came now, be giving me money.
I got chocolate. Next question.
Okay, the next question is, what is my zodiac sign?
Zodiac sign. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know how to. I don't keep those stuff.
You fell down automatically.
I don't. Okay, I feel.
What is my shoe size?
Your shoe size.
Look at this. You know I'm wearing oversized pants right now. You're looking at my.
She wears 39.
40.
We use the same size, actually. My leg is small too.
Are you saying that's small?
No, but we use the same size.
Okay. What are my talents? What do you think I know how to do?
Miriam, like, okay, the first thing I know, like, I didn't really know it was her talent, or I won't say it was her talent, but I just know she knows how to, like, the first thing I know she knows how to do was, she knows how to sing.
That was before. Can't even sing it.
But it was part. It's still part of
it's
it.
It's still,
like,
part. Now, I sing sometimes.
It's because of all the ad breaks. That's why you stopped singing. Don't worry. Once you see someone that really loves you, I know you start singing for the person every night.
Lullaby. Mm-hmm. But I always sing for you sometimes.
Yeah,
it's just that this year I've not sang this year.
Yeah, she always sings for me on my birthday.
I'm
voice is horrible, Jari, please.
Richard,
but she knows how to sing. To me, her voice is horrible.
It's fine,
but she knows how to sing. Yeah, she knows. Ah, Marianne, go and learn how to cook.
God, Jesus, I'm not gonna put that on my.
I will put it. Go and learn how to. Please, you people should comment. Tell her to. No, it's not like she does not know how to cook, but I just want her to, like, try out
the last chicken sauce you ate in the house. You prepared it.
Your mom prepared
Are
it.
You, okay?
You only boiled the rice. It's only the rice you boiled.
But I know how to cook, Richard.
You've not cooked for me.
I've cooked now. It's the a lie. Sauce.
Which sauce?
Diary.
Ah, please. You've not cooked any sauce for me. It was your mom. I know your mom prepared it.
You are very stupid, girl. Honestly, I really don't want to curse you on this episode for your stupid. Anyways, I'll cook for you today. Vegetable soup and
I hope so.
And stash.
I hope so.
You eat stash. Okay.
If she does not, I'm going to comment under the podcast.
Why would you that comment that I do not?
Okay.
You can see it in your dream. Must it be physical food?
It must be physical. And she knows I love food though. She has never for once cooked for me.
I told you yes before we started this, what did I tell? Let me bake bread.
Can you imagine?
I want to bake bread.
Bread. Next question.
Idiot, you're so rude. Okay, my parents, who am I closer to?
Oh, she's closer to her mom. She's very close to her mom.
Why not my daddy?
She and her dad are cat and rat.
Idiot.
They are not fighting.
We're cool. We're just, when we want to be cool, we're cool.
Yeah, but she's very close
to her
mom.
It can be at home and I won't talk to
her mom. She can sleep on my mom's bed. She'll go and cry.
And gossip with my mom every fucking time.
Yeah. She's very close to her mom. Her mom is her second best.
Richard will offend me. I'm going to tell him that Richard have been in a relationship now. In fact, he has, babe. That's why he's not talking to me again. I like to lie. It's put him on that spot because when he hears my mom, he's always scared. Anyway. Anyways, another question I'd like to ask you is, what is that thing that you feel like, if you get me, I can be at home with it for 5 days, it doesn't come out, nobody will know that Mariana is in this house. I always disturb you for it every day. Especially when I'm broke, I'll just tell you charge. You'll be like, don't worry, I know what you want to ask me. I will send it in the next 5 minutes, don't worry.
Money now.
No money.
Gross.
Let me give you a hint.
Data.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, but I wasn't sure.
I can't stay at home when I have my data. Yeah, what am I doing outside me? Data.
You see, I said it before, she doesn't like going out. Like, I don't know why. Like, why would you be in Lagos type and you don't like go? I'm not saying you shouldn't.
I go out. Did you not go out for this? Are we in the house?
When you come home.
Are you okay? It's not outing.
What's outing? Please. I would have even loved if we'd done this podcast thing somewhere cool, like went out.
Yeah, hey, take me to 5-star hotel and let's go and use the auditorium.
Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe next podcast we're going to have to.
Let's do it today, this afternoon. After this other episode there.
Oh, yeah, man.
Really? Give me the money they want to use and take us there.
Don't worry. So, please, I'll take you there.
Don't worry, give me the money.
No. I'm not giving you any.
Okay, so guys, we are gradually coming to an end, you know. For this podcast,
don't come to an end.
You want to follow me?
There's still plenty of things you want to ask me.
So, I know I will ask you now. So, guys, I'll ask you like about 4 more questions before this episode gets to an end. Number one, I'm still repeating number one. Why am I used to not? I'm always in charge. Number one, Richard, what is that word I like to say every time when I'm talking to you? Like, I just now, it just pop out of my mouth.
It's always insult. You're always insulting me.
What kind of insult? What is my favorite word?
You are mad.
Just how I sound.
No, that's the way you sound. Like, you are mad. You are stupid. No, like, just like your favorite insult to use on me.
Okay, I never have had breakfast since I don't jump too much breakfast. When I call you, what do I say mostly? I just want to cry.
Richard, I just want to cry. I'm tired. I just want to cry. Minimal, I just want to cry. Just listen to me crying. I'll be like, God. And I don't have a choice. I have to like listen. So even if I'm doing something, like, I have to drop whatever I have just to listen to this.
What?
My best friend.
Yeah. Me cry. It's not a pleasure. Are you okay? Who am I supposed to call to listen to me cry?
At times, like, I love it when she runs to me, like, I feel important, like, I feel, like, she's running to me.
So you like when I cry? Like, I'm supposed to go and beat all those boys that have been breaking my heart.
I'm not saying I like when you cry, but I just, like, I like when you are down and, like, you run to me. Like, I feel, there's this type of way I feel, like, you guys should have a best, if you guys don't have a best friend that runs to you guys whenever he or she is in a problem, you guys don't have a best friend. You guys just have
period.
A best friend.
Her.
Honestly. Because if I also have issues, like, she's the first person.
Richard can call me by 2 o'clock.
I can call her by 2
and it's so annoying that I have to wake up to pick it.
And it's not born out.
Are you
she a must wake
idiot.
Up to pick it. So
do you know there's one stupid thing this guy have done that I want to expose today?
What?
If Richard has bad mouth, but what, if he's fighting with his baby like this, that bad mouth will just die.
No, like,
you're not here. Marianne, around 2, can we talk? I'll be like, God, I'll be. And he knows I hate to be disturbed. Like, if I'm, I hate it when I didn't sleep, I'll not, but I can't reject the call. So I'm not picking. I'll be like, Marianne, please, can you hear me call my babe? Like, I just said one thing. He will not tell, the worst part is, he's not going to tell me that he just messed up. Did you? I just say one thing, please. The reason I called the babe, I'll not be hearing on the other side. You should have said. Well, it's like
no,
a very good person.
Honestly,
so,
like, I don't like getting people involved in my relationship. The only person I can get involved in my relationship is my best friend. And before I can involve her, it's only when the whole thing has gotten worse and I know, Richard, you can't handle this. I have to like involve my best friend into it. I know she's the only person that can, you know, girls now. I know she's the only person.
I don't even know how many to always talk to them. But they're always
friendly. I don't even know. Like, maybe she's using one thing. Like, all of a sudden, like, if I just call and be like, she just call me back and be like, don't worry, just give her time. then you can call her later, or she would text me. I'd be like, are you sure? Like, and before 1 hour, like, she would have texted, or I would just give her a call and she'd be like, yeah, my best friend, if it's not because of my best friend, blah 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 blah. But I'm still like, one thing I really don't do, and I know I'm still always at fault, like, I won't go back and shit, like,
that one I'm used to.
I won't go back, like, that's
I'm used
it,
to
like,
it. It's when I see post of sorry, but you guys are upset too.
That's it, like, I won't go back and be like, oh Miriam, thank you, like, that's it, that's what I want you to help me do, and that's it. So
you're so proud, do you know?
I'm not proud, like,
but you're proud at the same time. You're not proud, but you're proud at the same time. You know, guys are naturally proud, so you guys,
what you say, where I'm from.
Because you guys are devilish. But get an Edo best friend, they know how to treat their best friend, right? You know.
Yeah.
Also, not.
They know how to, like.
Know how to watch.
We
what
are loving, so. We are very, very.
Richard, lovely. If Richard loves you, you are lucky, and if he hates you, you are in trouble, because every little thing about you is insult. Trust me. You don't want to see the hateful side of Richard. Trust me. We hated ourselves before we became friends, and I knew what I saw. So it's fine.
We shouldn't go there.
Let's not go there. Okay, guys. So I'm going to ask you some questions that I feel like every girl. I'm going to actually like push the questions, because you know you have to go back. I want to think what. So ghosting. Guys always ghost. Why?
Yeah. I've ghosted a lot of girls before. Not just. At times it might be. The way she speaks, like, I might see your appearance, I might like you, I'll be like, hey, I like you, and you give me your number and we start texting. Like, the way you see things, like, I don't know how to put it. But there's a way you talk to me that is a turn off for me. Instead of me like telling you that we can, I'll just ghost you, like, I will delete your number, I will block you. And if I see you outside, I might want to talk to you, like, hey. Like, if I see the impression that you want to talk to me, I will also walk up to you. But if you give me the impression that you don't want to talk to me, I'll come to you and I'll tell you that, see, I don't like you, and I'll walk out. Why would you? Are you okay? Like, I'm not going to give you what kind of look, like, so bright. I'm giving you that kind of look, like, kind of impression. You're now, who are you for me for? Like, you're not even fine. Like, I don't ghost fine girls, though. Or if they are fine, before I will ghost you, maybe your English, maybe the way you are talking is not nice. Maybe it's not nice. It's already a turn off for me. Or you don't know how to dress. Like, no. As a lady, like, you must know how to dress. Like,
Richard be legit. If you don't know how to dress, Richard be legit, go and buy the dress.
I'll tell you that. See, I will boldly tell you, like, I don't like the way you dress. Like,
well, I love the way you treated your ex-girlfriend. It was so nice. In terms of everything, I don't want to mention. So before all the girls come and be snatching my own best friend from me. It's not nice. It doesn't treat his girlfriend
nice. I'm nice. Still now, she's still asking Mariana.
Shut up.
I'm a nice person.
So another thing is, I saw this online when a guy said he ghosted a girl because of body hygiene. Do you think that's a problem most guys who ghost the girl too?
Yeah, like, I hate girls that dirty. I hate dirty girls, because I can't. There's this girl I met in school. So, like, I've always been eyeing her. So we went to a birthday party together. No, not together. I saw her at the birthday party. It was an overnight, an house party thing. So we're doing stuff. So, you know Lagos now. You know how house parties in Lagos can be. So I saw her. I already told myself, I and my friend went. So I told my friend that if we're going to, like, choose a girl, I'm not going to choose this girl. Because I don't want something that would, after the whole thing, would start beefing each other. Or I don't want something, like, I just wanted to keep the whole thing clean and So it got after the old games and the old thing. So they were asked, like, switch off the lights, like, do whatever you want. And she came to me and started kissing, blah blah blah. The shower did stop. We didn't have sex. It's just
normal stuff.
Normal stuff. And when they switched on the lights, like, I could not even believe my eyes that she was on my laps. Like, I was like, I was short of words. So since then, like, we've been talking. It's like, she likes me, she likes my energy and all of that. I know it's because she just wants to fuck me. She wants, like, most girls, funny enough, like, most girls that, Mira, I don't know if I've told you, like, most girls that I've seen, like, I've been with since I got to school,
they just want to nap.
They don't want, they want relationship, but they are not always really committed in the relationship. They are not always, like, calling. They want me to be calling, but whenever they are on me, that's when they call me, like, Richard, babe, I'm horny, and I'll be like, in my mind, I'll be like, I don't have a choice, because I'm always horny.
We'll not register you born up like this.
No, please. So, like, I've gotten used to it, so I'm like, I'm trying to, like, that's why I'm setting standards now, like, if you are not this kind of girl,
don't
come close to me. And eventually, I even found out the girl was, like, smells, like, she does not part regularly, like, because when I told her to come to my house, like, I'm alone at home, like, let's just geez, let's just chill. And she came to my house, like, there was this odor, like, Mio, I don't know how to hide something. Like, I had to ask her, like, have you had, like, did you have your bath before coming? She was like, no. I was like, this is after 12. You've not had your bath. Like, come on. So, like, I told her that, please, like, I'm going out.
Oh,
I need to go out. I'm sorry for stressing you. Don't worry, like, take back money. You can head back home. I don't. Honestly, like, I'm, since then, I stopped talking to her. Funny enough, the day I smashed her, like, it wasn't smelling on that day. Like, I'm still, like, thinking how it didn't smell on that day. And she's, but I've ghosted her.
Okay, guys, we finally gotten to an end of this podcast. With this podcast. On this podcast. So, guys, if you enjoyed today's episode and you want me to bring this boy back, please comment on it, share it, like it.
Please.
Like
please
it.
Comment.
God bless you guys. And if you are single, you are fine.
I can drop my Instagram handle.
For what?
Only emoji. O-L. No, only.
Then it doesn't even underscore have to spell his name.
Emoji. I-M-O-O-J-E.
Please, it doesn't have. This thing is smelling now. We want to burn us in this car. Please. This guy. And you can follow him on Instagram, but he doesn't have a picture on Instagram. So it's just going to be like you're following a ghost. Anyways. Thank you for sticking with us up to this time. You guys are the real MVPs. Don't forget to share, drop comments, like it. Thank you, guys. Mwah.